Hello, this is Susan Heaton-Wright from Viva Live Music. I'm really, really keen to have the opportunity to apply for the ISIS MEO Community Relations Committee, not as one of the directors as advertised, but to be an assistant. In all honesty, I don't have the time to devote as a director with family commitments and my business and everything. And I don't like to do something unless I'm going to do it 100% and in an excellent way. But I do know that I would be able to make a difference in an assistant role. I believe that ISIS is the most brilliant organisation. I am so pleased that I have joined it. It's been one of the best things since I came into the industry. I have met so many fantastic people. Everybody's open to you talking to them, and you know, not selling things, but to share experience, share knowledge, and to move forward. I'm so grateful for all of the members that I've met. I also believe, I think it's brilliant that ISIS is very much an international organization, partly because in the industry it is changing so much. The requirements and the expectation of clients has altered a great deal. You know, the world has changed in the last 20 years with communication changing. You know, who would have thought 20 years ago that you could just email somebody and appear on a mobile device when they are in India and you are here in Welling in Hertfordshire? It's quite amazing. But also all of the building of these amazing exhibition spaces and hotels in Dubai, which 30 years ago, it was a desert. And there are other parts of the world where this is happening. And people, of course, are wanting to use those spaces. We want to be able to use those spaces and need to work with people locally so that we deliver the best service for our clients. So what do I have to offer you? Well, I have lived and performed and worked in quite a few countries, in France, Italy, Spain, Switzerland, Kenya, India, and USA. For example, in the USA, I performed a lead role in an off-Broadway production, which was fantastic. I got a review in the New York Times, which was very exciting. As an opera singer, I worked in France, Italy, Spain, and as well as USA. And also, before I was an opera singer, I worked in Switzerland. And I taught in Kenya and India. I've got a lot of experience of dealing with things that didn't really go right. For example, when I was in Italy, as an 18-year-old, blonde hair, blue-eyed, English, of course, to them, I looked like Lady Diana, and I had a paparazzi presence for most of my time there, and it involved trying to escape from them and running down streets and leaving restaurants the back way and things like that. Having to deal with healthcare in the USA, remaining in women's carriage in India, because again, my look isn't so good for merging with the background in India. And also having a very dodgy employer when I taught in Kenya, who said, oh, you don't need to worry about a work permit. I won't organise one till you're there, only to find me thrown into prison as soon as I arrived in Kenya. So I have lots of experience like that and lots of understanding of other cultures. What else? Boring things. My first degree is in geography from Durham, self-explanatory, the best university in the world. Also, I am a fellow of the Royal Geographical Society. I have a photographic memory for music, and I would use world music that I'd listen to do creative team building training. But finally, my professional name, from equity, from being an opera singer. My name is Susan Wright, but I couldn't use it because the original Susan Wright that was registered was an overseas exotic dancer. So I've got lots to offer. I would love to have the opportunity to work within this committee, and I'll keep my fingers crossed you take me seriously.